Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss home equity loans.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Sometimes we're accused of speaking on both sides of our mouth. That is to say, we say you need to take equity out and build a new portfolio member to your real estate portfolio. Other times we say keep your equity in and don't touch it. That may be confusing to some of you.
Well, it depends on your situation. It depends on where you are in life. It depends on how close you are to retirement. It depends on so many things that there isn't a general rule other than if you pull equity from a property and use it to buy a consumable, that consumable is going to be gone. And is that equity also going to be gone? And now you've got a mortgage payment to remind you that that was not probably the most prudent idea that you've had for a while.
What we're looking at is equity and how you can bring it to the next level with opportunity and your risk threshold. So the time element that Bob's referring to is how much time do you have for success or recovery if it's not a success in your portfolio? And then also looking at not just the risk and the return on that, but also looking at whether you're putting it out towards something that is going to bring you upwards, likely upwards. So a consumer debt, buy a new boat, is not a good idea with your equity, for example.
Well, it may be fun for a little bit, and then you discover there are two happy moments when you acquire a boat, the day that you buy it and the day that you sell it. I've understood it by a number of people to be a hole in the water that you continue to pour money. Well, okay, so I don't own a boat, and I'm not going to own a boat, but I've got ideas on where you might use your equity productively. If you had a large equity in a property, and you're not close to free and clear, which means you're going to have a mortgage payment for quite a period of time, you may want to harvest some of that dead equity, because it is dead as long as it's stuck in a property that continues to not produce cash flow at the moment. If you pull that out and acquired another property that had an opportunity to increase in value over time, now you own the one that has been financed and the one that you've acquired. Both would have the opportunity to increase net worth over time.
You're looking at cash on cash return. So you're looking at leveraging the opportunity. We're talking about 50% equity, something pretty substantial to have that conversation. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.